The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Jeez, Bob, that is cold where Ender is, isn't it? 92211882, rumour file open, $500 cash on the table. Be with us tomorrow down at Scarborough Toyota. Bob, good morning.
Oh, thank you, Basil, and a good Tuesday morning to you and Steve. The morning rush was on in New York City when an explosion in a subway passageway under 42nd Street near Times Square sent people streaming out of the Port Authority bus terminal. A man who later told police he was motivated by ISIS had just detonated a crudely made pipe bomb. It had been strapped to his body with Velcro and zip ties. This woman, rushing to make a subway connection, saw and heard it go off.
Boom! You see smoke coming. And then right after the smoke, I just ran upstairs.
Three people were injured. Actually, four, including the suspect, none of them with life-threatening wounds. As for who this guy was, Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Responding units found an injured 27-year-old male. We've identified him as Ikayed Ulla, A-K-A-Y-E-D-U-L-L-A-H. He had burns and wounds to his body.
He's originally from Bangladesh, but had lived in Brooklyn the past 7 years, working for a time as a cab driver. Police say he told them his attack was in the name of ISIS, although it doesn't appear he had any direct contact with the Islamic State. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
This was an attempted terrorist attack. Thank God the perpetrator did not achieve his ultimate goals.
And Steve, the goal could have been to take that bomb onto a packed commuter train.
Yeah, gee, we were lucky, weren't we? What about the newspaper photo, mate? What was that like?
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic. This was a photo that was published by the New York Post. It shows a bearded man crumpled on the ground with his shirt apparently blown off and black soot covering his bare midriff. A police officer is holding the man's hands behind his back. As for the pipe bomb he had with him, security analyst Paul Viola says,
what you're talking about is a very crude device. It's easy to assemble. They're using components that could be, you know, acquired. They're readily available from legal sources.
And Stephen Basil, the explosion there in New York City, right in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, triggered a massive emergency response by police and firefighters, both above and below ground, tangling subway, bus, and road traffic for hours.
Just scary, isn't it, really? Thanks, Bob. Good on you. Pretty just awful.
It was scary stuff, thankfully. Nowhere near as bad as what it may have been. And the 27-year-old, as we've heard, has released a statement and gave his reasons, which didn't make sense to any of us, as per usual with those situations.